USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida will go on as long as it takes. That's according to Mayor Charlie Burkett, who explained the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Another update from the scene expected later on Monday. And as far as all the people who lost their homes in the condo collapse, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how families will be able to get the necessary funds to get back on their feet.
Obviously, you have the FEMA individual assistance that we were approved for, so we think that that's something that needs to be done and is very important. But also all these private charities. There's a lot of people that want to help.
Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Cuba. The storm expected to move up the western coast of Florida and make landfall there on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
It's expected to be another busy travel day as Americans head home after the 4th of July holiday weekend. When it's all said and done, AAA expects 3.5 million people to have traveled by air between July 1st and the end of today. Despite high gas prices, nearly 44 million people hit the roads during that same period. Missouri Democratic Representative Cori Bush tweeted on July 4th that the holiday only celebrates freedom for white people and not black Americans. Florida Republican Representative Brian Donalds joins Fox News and says he thinks even Democratic voters won't buy this.
What most people want in our country is to have a free country, which we already have, where people live in harmony and peace, which we already do have right now. They want a nice tax environment. They want their kids to be able to grow up and learn and be educated appropriately. They don't want to constantly live in this divisive environment. And so I think that Cori's comments and the comments of her colleagues in the squad definitely hurt Democrat prospects in about 18 months.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Another Republican governor is sending National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame, but we're going to try to do our part because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy what we're seeing with the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crime and homelessness are on the rise in Los Angeles County, with stores forced to close down due to thefts and looting. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox and Friends this has a particularly negative impact on small businesses.
The big stores can underwrite some of the losses, not all of them, like CVS that they're closing or Walgreens. But the mom-and-pop stores, they just close their doors and they're out of business.
Target and Walgreens also shutting down some stores or cutting hours because of the high crime in parts of Los Angeles and in the San Francisco Bay Area. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.